I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Learn English with Mr. C.
I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them eat? I saw much disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man store.
Hello, 大家好，欢迎回到FM 19118和西哥学英语节目。那么喜欢本节目的听众呢，可以下载荔枝 FM 来收听。那么今天给大家讲一部电影 Yes Man。Turning point of life. Terrence said, What's your name? Carl? Let me guess, Carl. Someone talked you into coming here today, didn't they? Yes. And you aren't sure about this, are you? No. Then the crowd said, No man, no man, no man. You're dead, Carl.You say no to life, and therefore you're not living. You make up excuses to people around you and to yourself. You're stuck in the same dead-end job you have been for years. You don't have a girlfriend. You don't have anything close to a girlfriend. And you lost the love of your life because you couldn't be with someone who didn't live theirs. And on most nights, you're so bored and filled with ennui.You can't even summon the enthusiasm necessary to masturbate. Am I right, Carl? I have had some trouble. We're gonna make a covenant, Carl. Do you want to make a covenant? The word is yes, Carl. Yes! Once you leave this building, every time an opportunity presents itself, no matter what it is, you will say yes. Yes!What if I say the other word? You will be making a promise to yourself. And when you break a promise to yourself, things can get a little bit dicey. What do you say, Carl? Are you ready to make a covenant? Yes. And the truth. 那么就是讲这个主角呢，参加了一个演讲哈，他受到了这个演讲的这个人的鼓舞呢。演讲这个人就让他呢，遇到什么事情一定要说 yes 而不要说 no。那么他刚刚这一段很有意思哈，你叫什么名字呢？我叫卡尔，我叫 Carl。让我猜猜吧，有人叫你今天来听演讲的，对不对 ？Someone talked you into come here today, didn't they？ 是吧？看来你似乎不太相信我们这一套是吧 ？And you are not sure about this, are you? No, 我不信。于是呢，这个众人开始说：“不信先生，不信先生，不信先生。”就是这个观众就开始鼓舞，就是开始这个逗这个主角，就觉得他这个人什么对什么事情都是 no。于是这个主持人就说了 ：“Carl, you're dead. 你呀是行尸走肉。”你对生活呢没有兴趣，你总是对你的身边的人编造各种各样的借口，对你自己也是。多年来呢，你卡死在没有出路的职位上，你没有女朋友，连亲密的女性朋友也没有，你失去了生命中的最爱，因为他受不了跟一个活得如行尸走肉般的人在一起。And almost every night, you're so bored and filled with ennui. Ennui 什么意思呢？厌倦的意思。E-N-N-U-I. 每天晚上呢，你都是充满了无聊与空虚。 You can't even summon the enthusiasm necessary to masturbate. Am I right, Carl? 你甚至连自慰的热情都没有吧？那么 summon 是聚集的意思， enthusiasm 是热情的意思， masturbate 啊，就是我们说的自慰的意思啊。Am I right, Carl? 我觉得这话说的比较狠。I've had some trouble. 卡尔说我是遇到了些麻烦。于是主持人说了 Let's make a covenant. 什么意思？签约 covenant. C-O-V-E-N-A-N-T Cov. 那么这里这个 C-O-V Cov 就跟我们说的这个单词 cover 一个发音 Cov. 那么 O 呢发 A 的音 Cov. Covenant. 那么后面就是 E-A-N-T 就是 Nent.那么签约就是 covenant. Let's make a covenant. Do you want to make a covenant? 于是这个群众开始说 The word is yes. Yes. 众人鼓勇他呢，督促他呢，去签这个合约。Once you leave this building, every time an opportunity presents itself, no matter what it is, you will say yes. 从你离开这开始呢，任何出现在你面前的机会，无论是什么，你都得接受。然后卡尔说了 OK, what if I say the other word? 好了，但是我要说另一个字呢。然后主持人说，你是对你自己许下诺言，当你违背了自己的承诺时呢，一切都将变得非常的危险。 When you break a promise to yourself, things can get a little dicey. Dicey, D-I-C-E-Y.冒险性的意思。那么看到这个单词，大家是不是应该想叫 spicy, 辣的意思啊。那么这里一个 I 和 C 在一起呢，要是前就一般呢就两种，一个是发 ick, dictionary, dictorian, 或者是 spice, spicy, dicey, 啊，就是两种可能。What do you say, Carl? Are you ready to make a covenant? Okay, Carl said, yes.于是呢 ,Carl 就是开始了这个很荒唐的这个契约的路程。Saying yes to everything exhausts Carl. In the hospital, he asks Terence to remove the covenant. A covenant. Hey buddy, you're alright? The covenant is coming down hard on me, man. God, he keeps talking about this covenant nonsense. It's not nonsense. It is nonsense.It is him. Oh, thank God, Terence. You have to remove the covenant. It's killing me. First of all, what were you doing in my car? I told you, I need you to remove the covenant. There is no covenant. There never was. I was just riffing. Riffing? Well, I had to say something. You were being difficult, embarrassing me in front of my crowd.So the whole yes thing is all bullshit. No, no, you just don't know how to use it, that's all. Yeah, I do. I say yes to everything. Real tough to grasp. No, that's not the point. Well, maybe at first it is, but that's not just to open you up to it. To get you started, then you're saying yes. Not because you have to. Not because a covenant tells you to.But because you know in your heart that you want to. Yeah, you're right. That makes perfect sense. I told you, you said that. You didn't say that. I did say that. You didn't say it like that. Well, I didn't say it with an accent, but I said it. Whatever. Thanks, Terence. Sorry about the car and your head there.好了，这部分是什么意思呢？就是在这个医院里面呢，他和他的老友在这说 ，Peter 啊，老友跟他说：“嘿，老弟，你好吗？你还好吗 ？Are you alright, buddy？” 啊 ，buddy 就是老弟的意思。我想说这个契约啊，我现在是受不了他了。It's coming down hard on me. 我现在受到惩罚了。Coming down hard on me， 一般就是受到了这个的压迫。God, he keeps talking about this covenant nonsense. 天哪，他现在还顾着那个鬼契约啊，胡言乱语。Covenant nonsense, 什么东西后面加个 nonsense 就变成鬼，什么鬼啊，鬼契约啊， 鬼话呀什么的。It's not nonsense. It is nonsense. 瞎掰的。他朋友问那个主持人，后来出现说，我跟你说的是瞎掰的。然后卡尔说了，哦，就是他，谢天谢地。特伦斯啊，你一定要帮我解除那个契约，我快受不了了。于是这个主持人说了， First of all, what were you doing in my car? 你在我车上干什么？我刚刚说了，我要你帮我解除那个契约。根本就没有契约，我只在作秀。那么有个单词叫做 riffing。There is no covenant, there never was. I was just riffing. R-I-F-F-I-N-G, riffing. Riffing! I had to think, I had to say something. 我得说点什么，你都不合作，在全场人面前让我下不了台呀。Embarrass me in front of my crowd. You're being difficult. 啊，所以那些好的那一套都是瞎掰的。不是，你只是不知道怎么去运用它，这才是问题。You just don't know how to use it, that's all. Yeah, I do say yes. I say yes to everything. Real tough to grasp. 不，我知道我对一些事情都说好，抓住每一个机会。Real tough to grasp. 啊，我抓住了每一个机会。No, that's not the point. Maybe at first it is, but that's not just to open you up to it. 那不是关键，也许一开始是那样，但那只是给你开了个头，使你行动起来。但往后当你再对某一件事说好时，你必须是发自内心地想这么说，而不是因为你必须得说好，也不是为了信守诺言。是啊，你说的对。于是卡尔明白了。那么到后来呢，他和他的这个朋友说， Peter 跟他说， I told you I said that. 我早就告诉你我是么说过了。 No, you didn't say that. I did say that. You didn't say it like that. 那么这里什么意思呢？哈，这是英语口语的一个重读重音的一个技巧。 I told you I said that. 这个 Peter 一开始想说，我告诉过你，我刚刚那个特伦斯跟你说的话我都跟你说过了，强调的是 that, I said that, 不，强调的是说 I said, 但是卡尔说 You didn't say that, 你没有啊，那强调是 did, You didn't say that, I did say that, Peter 说我确实说过 I did say that, You didn't say it like that, 你没像他那样说 that, 啊，这里中毒了，强调的是上一个，就是强调的是你说的这个内容和他不一样。Well, I didn't say with an accent, but I said it. 我只是没有用英语腔来说而已。然后呢，这个主角貌似明白了些什么。他想对自己喜欢女生表白。Confession. Allison said, Carl, what are you doing here?I just wanted to tell you that I don't want to live with you. Oh, wow, thanks, my knight in shining armor. Okay, people, let's go. But I want to be with you. But I don't want to be with you. You don't even know who you are. Everything I said, I meant, except for the part about living together. That makes me nervous. But that's normal. It's a big decision.We shouldn't just jump into something like that without thinking about it. Why not? You do it with everything. Just say yes, yes, yes to whatever comes your way. That's not true. You can say no if you don't want something. Oh, brilliant, Carl. Where did you get that? Your literature? Look, I know the philosophy has some holes. Oh, you think? Seems pretty airtight to me.But if I hadn't done that, I never would met you, because the old Carl didn't think he was enough for anybody. I thought if I said yes to things and got involved with people, sooner or later they'd find out I'm not enough. I didn't think I had anything to share, but now I know that what I have to share is pretty huge, and I want to share it with you. Even if I had met you, I never would...Ask you out. You were the complete opposite of me. You did things and had friends, sang in rock bands, and made life happen. You weren't scared of anything. You don't think I'm scared of anything. What do you think I am? Who do you think I am? I'm scared of a lot of things. And I'm scared too. So let's be scared together. I don't know what you want me to say. Just say yes. But only if you really want to. And can you do it kind of soon? I think I'm starting getting chill. He just ran out of the hospital in a hospital robe, revealing his backside. Yeah, I noticed that. Well, maybe. Come on. I'm just gonna say maybe. Okay. Maybe's fine. Maybe's good. 就是什么呢？他和他的喜欢的女生艾丽丝说：“我只是想告诉你，我不想和你住在一起。”哦，太谢谢你了，我的大英雄！行了，大伙儿我们走吧。My knight in shining armor 什么意思呢？在中世纪呢，国王或王后呢，会授予享有荣誉的那些男子骑士的称号，然后此短语用来形容拯救陷于危境中的女子那些英雄人士。My knight in shining armor. Okay, people, let's go. But I want to be with you. 但是我想和你在一起。但我不想和你在一起，我根本就不了解你。过去我对你说的每句话都是真心的，除了同居的事情，这是让我有点慌，但这是正常的。同居是个重大的决定，我们不应该不加思索就草率行动。为什么不行？你一向都是这么行事的，你不是遇到什么事都说好好好吗？ Why not you do it with everything? You just say yes, yes, yes to whatever comes your way. That's not true. You can say no if you don't want something. Oh, brilliant, Carl. Where did you get that? Your literature? Look, I know the philosophy has some holes. 我知道那套理论有漏洞。 Philosophy 是哲学的意思。Oh, you think seems pretty airtight to me. Airtight 是密封无懈可击的。你这么觉得吗？我倒觉得无懈可击。但要是我没有觉得那些事情，就不会遇到你了。因为以前的我总是觉得无法得到大家的认可。我一直认为如果我说好，跟你们打成一片，早晚他们会发现我不符合期望。我觉得自己没有什么可以给人家分享的。但现在我有很多能与人分享的事情，而且我想和你分享。如果是先行的我遇上你，也许我根本不敢约你。你的个性跟我完全相反，你生活充实。You are the complete opposite of me. 你是完全的反的我啊，你和我完全相反。You did things and had friends and sang in rock bands and made life happen. You weren't scared of anything.你生活充实，有很多朋友，组摇滚乐队，生活丰富多彩，你什么都不怕。You don't think I'm scared of anything. 你真的觉得我什么都不怕？你以为我是谁？我怕的可多着呢。I'm scared too, so let's be scared together. 我也是啊，那让我们一起害怕吧。I don't know what you want me to say.So just say yes, but only if you really want to. And can you do it kind of soon? I think I'm getting a little bit chill. 那就好，那就说好吧，但必须是真心的。可以能不能快点说？我屁股这边有点凉。他是刚从这个医院跑出来，他穿着后面开叉的这个病服。啊，所以他这个后面就是暴露在外面。I can see that. Well, maybe. 他说，那个女的就说也许吧，我不会说出那个字的。I'm not gonna say that word. Okay, maybe it's fine, maybe it's good. 也许就很好，也许就够了。好了，那么我给大家把这部电影的台词呢，给大致讲完了。不知道大家有没有听明白呢？那么该电影呢，改编自这个英国的喜剧演员丹尼啊。华莱士的同名自传。那么这部电影呢，他开始就是这部电影的主角呢，由于都说了 yes 呢，他开始这个疯狂的生涯呢，我们可以从中学到一些很多积极向上的事情。那么我们当然也可以从后面这个主角的遭遇可以总结出来，这个当然并不是什么事情都能说 yes 的，对不对？一堆以前想都没有想过的事情呢，可能通过说 yes 是可以发生的。当然了， 有些时候也是需要思考的，对不对？好了，那么我们下期再会。